Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemia.
Yuma Daf Vov. The Gemara is discussing that which the Mishnah says, Mafishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beisai. The Gemara explains, we understand why we have to be Mafish the Kohen Gadol and send him to Lishkas Parhedrin, Rabbi Yechlin Kede Islei, Beishlokish Kede Islei. However, the Gemara asks, "Mi beisay lama piresh? Why was it necessary for the Kohen Gadol to be separated from his wife?" Now, there are a number of pshatim in the Rishonim. What exactly the Gemara means to ask, "Mi beisay lama piresh?" Rashi explains, "Mi ishtay lama piresh? Tova y ishtay ima isham shaharei al korchach lishkas parhedrin lehoisa kedoisha she'en yeshiv ba'azor elo malchus beis David." Rashi explains the Gemara means to ask. A korchov, the Lishkas Parhedrin, was not in the Skadish, it did not have Kedushas Hazara, because if it did, the Kohen Gadol would not be able to sit there and definitely not lie there, so he definitely cannot be 7 days in a place where he cannot even sit down. And since it did not have Kedushas Hazara, let the Kohen Gadol bring along with him his wife and let her be there with him. Now Tosis asks Akasha on Rashi. Tosis di Ramaschil mi beisay loma piresh. Tosis asks, even if you'll say that the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have Kedushas Hazara, nevertheless it was part of Harabayis. And if so, Tosis asks, Harabayis was Machne Leviyo, and the Dinis of Balkari is also B'Machne Leviyo. Tosis quotes the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samach Zayin, which learns out of the Pasuk V'chol Zav L'Rabbis Balkari. And therefore Tosis asks, how could Rashi say that the Kohen Gadol should bring his wife with him? And Tosis understands that means to say that he should be mutter b'tashmish, but a balkari is also in the entire Machne Leviyo. And mikoyach this, Tosis learns differently. He learns that the Gemara means we should be mafish the Kohen Gadol to a mechila, a tunnel, under Har HaBayis, and mechilois loy niskachu, they did not even have the kedusha of Har HaBayis, so it wasn't Machne Leviyo. So the Kohen Gadol should be there, and he could be, even with his wife, he should be mutter b'tashmish, because it did not have the kedusha of Machne Leviyo. Now to answer Shitas Rashi, there are a few mahalchim nachroinim. The Netziv in the Meroimei Sodeh, he wants to be mechadish to answer Rashi, that even though it's osur for a Baal Keri to come into Har HaBayis, the isur only is to come in when he already is a Baal Keri. However, to become a Baal Keri in the Har HaBayis, there is no isur. And he quotes the Gemara in Shvuos Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about the Isser to come into the Hazara. The Hazara has a separate Isser. There it's even more Chomer. Even someone who's Tomei Tumas Mago is also Osir to come into the Hazara. As opposed to Machne Leviyo, only someone who's Tuma Hayotze Migufoi, like a Zav or a Zova or a Balkeri. Al Kopayim, the Gemara says, Legabi the Isser of coming into the Hazara. The Gemara says, we only know that if someone is already Tomei and he comes into the Hazara, he's Chayiv. But how do we know even someone that becomes Tomei in the Hazara, he's also Chayiv? And the Gemara brings a separate Pasuk, as Migdash Hashem Timei, to tell us that even if he became Tomei inside, he's also over the Isser. And therefore Netziv says, that's only Legabi the Isser of coming into the Hazara. But Legabi Har HaBayis, we don't find an extra Pasuk to tell us that even if he's Nitma Bifnim, also he's over the Isser. And therefore, perhaps Rashi holds that there is no Isser actually if one is Nitma Bifnim, and therefore it's not a problem for the Kohen Gadol to be Mishamish Mitosei in Machne Leviyo. He's not over the Isser. The Isser only is for a Balkari to come into the Har HaBayis. Now the Menchas Chinuch in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Yud Ches discusses this Shaila. He also has a tzad to say that Lagabi Tumas Har HaBayis, the only problem is to come in when you're Tamei, but not if you're Nitma Bifnim. And he quotes a Mishnah in Midos, the end of the first parak, that says, Ira Keri, if one of the Kehanim saw Keri and he was inside the Har HaBayis, Hoylech L'Mechilo Sheba Har HaBayis, he immediately goes to one of the tunnels underneath the Har HaBayis, which do not have the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, and he's Tovel over there, and afterwards he could come back. It would be mashma from here that even though he was Tomei inside, still he must leave right away. It's included in the Isser for a Balkari to be in Har HaBayis. And the Minchas Chinuch says, perhaps you could say that really the Isser Dereisa does not apply. The Isser Dereisa is only for a Balkari to come into Har HaBayis. However, there still would be an Isser Derabanan, and that's why the Kohen would immediately have to leave. Now, if we say like this Minchas Chinuch, that it's Muchach from the Mishnah, that there's at least an Isser Darabonon, then the Chayr we would lose the Teretz of the Nitziv. Because the same way, if the Kain is Nitma Bifnim, then Midarabonon he has to leave right away, so surely one cannot willingly be Mitama himself with Tumas Keri while he's inside. That would surely be Nichlal in the Isser Darabonon, and therefore the Kain Gadol would not be able to be Mishamish Mitosoi if he's in the Harabais. Now there's another Mahalach in the Achronim to answer Pshat in Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua, we have just a few pieces from the Pnei Yeshua on Yuma, but on Dav Vov over here, he has a piece to answer Pshat, what's the Gemara's Kashim, and basically Loma Piresh, and he wants to say that it doesn't mean that his wife should come with him and he should be Mutter B'Tashmish. He says, surely Tashmish was Osir in the whole Harabayis, and he adds, even if the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol was in a place which did not have Kedushas Harabayis, and a Balkari was Mutter there, still, he says, it's posher that Tashmish was Osir, even to come on Harabayis with one's shoes was Osir, and therefore he explains the Gemara means not that Tavi Ishta Imoy and to be Mishamish over there, rather Tavi Ishta Imoy just to be Misyachid over there, and he says, in order that the Kohen should have passed Besaloi, and he won't come to the Hearer. On this, the Gemara answers that we're Choshish Lemaisa, that he'll be Boyal, and it'll turn out that she's a Safik Nida, and he'll become Possel for the Avodah. Now the truth is, the Pnei Yeshua seems to be difficult, because if we're assuming that the Kohen Gadol is actually usher to be boil her in Machne Leviya, the Gemara B'Hemshach says, Otu B'Rashi Yaskinon, we're not talking about a Chshash where a person is over a Dover Isser. So what's the Chshash over here that he'll be boil her and it'll turn out that she's a Safik Nida? He's not allowed to be boil her B'Chlal over here. So what's the Chshash? So the truth is, the Tosfos Rit over here says a similar Mahalach to the Pnei Yeshua, as well as the Siach Yitzchak, he also says this Mahalach. And the Tosfos Rit adds a little bit more. He says, we don't want to say like Tosfos that the Prisha was to a Mokim which did not have Kedushas Harabayis Bechlal. And actually he argues in Rashi says that it didn't have Kedushas Hazara. The Tosfos Rit said that surely the Lishkas Sanhedrin did have Kedushas Hazara. And that which Rashi proves from the fact that it was Mutter B'Yeshiva, the Tosfos Rit argues and he says that the Isser Yeshiva is only in the Avir Azara, only in the airspace of the Azara which was open to the Pesach HaHechol, that was not covered to sit over there. But if there was a Lishka, even if it was Boni Bazara and had Kedushas Azara, but if it was surrounded with Mechites, it wasn't open to the Pesach HaHechol, there's no problem of Yeshiva. And therefore the Kohen Gadol would be Mutter to sit in the Lishka Sanhedrin, even if it had Kedushas Azara. So the Tosfos Rit learns that really the Lishkas Sanhedrin had Kedushas Hazara, and when the Gemara asks, Tavi Ishta Imoy, the Gemara means to say, let his wife come with him, and serve him, and take care of him in the Lishkas Sanhedrin, and even if it will be Choshesh, then he'll want to be Baal, so then he'll be able to go into the one in the Mechilos Tachas Harbais, similar to what Tosfos says, that the Mechilos were in Niskadish, and the Kohen Gadol was Mutter to be Baal over there. So the Tosfos Rit is somewhat of a combination between the Pnei Yeshua and Tosfos. He learns like the Pnei Yeshua that the Gemara means to say that his wife should come with him to be miyachid with him, and therefore he says that really he was in a place that had Kedushas Azara. However, if there's a chashash that will come to be boil, that he could do in one of the places, Tachas Harabayis, which was not even Kaddish, but Kedushas Harabayis, and therefore Balkari was mutter there. And that was the Gemara's kasha. What should be the chashash? And that the Gemara answers that Rechosha shall be Baal Ishtoi, and it will turn out that Jesus Safik Nida, and it'll become possible for Avodah. So the kasha that we asked in the Pnei Yeshua, that even if you want to say Tavi Ishta Imay means to be Miyachid, but what's the chashash that he'll be Boyal Otu B'Rashir Askinon, that the Tosfos Rit says that if he'll be Misaveh, he'll have a desire for her, so he'll go to a place that does not have Kedushas Harabais, he'll go to one of the Mechilas Tachas Harabais, and Enechanami, that would not be a problem, that would be fine. The only problem is, the Gemara says that will be Choshesh, that maybe he'll be Baal Safik Nida, and he'll end up becoming Possel for Avodah. Now, like we mentioned, Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos learns the Gemara means to say that we should bring the Kohen Gadol to a place that does not have Kedushas Harabais, and then he will be able to bring his wife with him, and it would even be Mutter B'Tashmish. Now, the Achronim are bothered by this. If the whole din Prisha is learned out of the Miluim, over there the din was that Aaron Ubanov had to come Pesach Oyel Moed, that was the place that had Kedushas Hazara. So how could Tosfos say that we could be Mekayim the din Prisha to a place that did not have any Kedusha B'chlal? According to Tosfos, not only did it not have Kedushas Hazara, it did not even have Kedushas Harabais. So what kind of Prisha is this? We mentioned earlier on Daf Beis from the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish is bothered by this problem, and he says, "V'tzorach leimar the beyichud mokoyim ve'inay rashai lotzoy smishom meskayemis mitzvahs prisha." The mashmois of the Chazon Ish is that the ikur inyan of prisha is that he should be miyachin a mokoyim where he does not go out of there, and the Chazon Ish adds, "V'gamu somoch l'mokoyim kedusha." It's also close to Mokam Kodesh, that would be enough to make a din of Prisha. But the Iker is not that it has to be a Prisha to a Mokam Kodesh, rather that he has to be Pirish to a Mokam Miyuchad, where he stays there for the entire 7 days. Now the Tosis Ishanim, as well as the Tosis Arosh, they have a third pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, Mibesei Lomei Pirish. Now the Gemara does not mean to say, like Rashi says, Tovay Ishta Imoi. The way Rashi learns and Tosis learns that his wife should come with him to the Mokam Prisha, rather he should be mutter to his wife, meaning that he should be able to go home in middle and be Meshamesh Mitosai. And the Rivon explains the Gemara's Kasha that since Prisha is learned out of Miluim, and Aaron Ubonov, even though they stayed Yoimim Velaila by the Pesach Oil Maid, however, it wasn't actually a Prisha for 24 hours a day. And he quotes the Braisa of Melechas HaMishkon, it says that each one of the 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu would take apart the Mishkan and put it back up. And during the time that the Mishkan was dismantled, there was no Kedushas Azara. So clearly the Din Prisha is not Mechayiv that one should stay 24 hours a day in a Mokam that's Kodesh B'Kedushas Azara. And if so, Rivan explains, the Gemara's Kasha was that each day after the Kohen Gadol finished doing the Avodah, like the Mishnah says later on in Daf Yudalid, the Kohen Gadol did Avodah every day of the 7 days of Prisha. So after he finished doing the Avodah, let him go home and be Mishamesh Mitasai. Then he'll be Toivol and he'll have Harif Shemesh. Then he'll come back to the Lishkas Perhedrin and the next morning again he's ready to do the Avodah. So why does he have to be punished from his wife? And that the Gemara answers, Shemotovay Alishta Yvitimtsa Sofik Nida. So we have three Ikar Mahalchim in the Sugya. What does the Gemara mean to ask? Tovay Ishta Imbay. Rashi learns that since the Lishkas Perhedrin did not have Kedushas Azara, so his wife can come there. Tosis asked on Rashi that still, if it had Kedushas HaRabayis, it should be Osir to Baal Keri, and we had two Mahalchim to answer Rashi. Then the Tziv says it's only a problem for a Baal Keri to come into HaRabayis, but not to be Nitman HaRabayis. The Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara means to say, according to Rashi, that he'll just be Miyached with her, he won't be Meshamesh Mitasai. And we saw the Tosis Rid says similar, also that he'll be Miyachid with her, and the Tosis Rid adds that if he'll want to be Mishamish, then he'll go to a place which did not have Kedushas HaRabayis. The second Mahalach was Tosis' Mahalach, that we should bring the Kohen Gadol to a place that did not even have Kedushas HaRabayis, and then his wife could come with him and he'll be even Mutter B'Tashmish. And the third Mahalach, the Tosis Hashanim, B'Shem the Rivon, Mibes Lomei Pirish means let him go home. Why was he usher to his wife? He didn't have to be in the Lishkas Perhedrin 24 hours a day. Now we'll move on now to Davov Amid Beis and we'll start the Sugyo of Tumah B'Tzibor, the Machlokes of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor or Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibor. It's a complicated Sugyo. It goes all the way to Daf Ches. It comes up different places in Shas and we'll try to discuss as many points as we can on the Sugyo. Now we'll start with a brief Hakdoma. The nidin of Tumah B'Tzibor, whether it's Begeder Hutra or Begeder Tchuyo, which is a machlekes, but either way, the din is learned out of a pasuk by Korban Pesach. Rashi at the top of Zayin Omer Aleph quotes this. This is a Gemara in Psochem Daf Samach Vov. The pasuk says, Ish kiyat tamay lenefesh, and the Gemara makes a drasha, Ish nidche lepesach sheni, ve'ein tzibor nidochim. If Rav of Klal Yisrael are tamay meis, the din is that they're not nidcha to Pesach Sheni, they can bring the Pesach Rishon even Bituma. Now since this is the Drosha, the Pasuk clearly is talking about Tomei Lenefesh, only a Tomei Meis. And therefore the Gemara says that Zovin and Mitzayroim, or Nidois and Yodois, all these Tumois, even if Rav Tibur are Tomei, the din is still, the Korban Pesach cannot be brought Bituma. Only Tomei Meis, there's a Heter, whether it's Begeder Hutra or Dchuya, but either way, a tzibur could bring bituma. That's only if they're tamei meis, not other tumos. And therefore, legabe er sugyo, when the Gemara before said that the chash that the kohen gadol will be boil nida and he'll become tamei with the tumas boil nida, that type of tuma has no heter b'tzibur, and the kohen gadol will be possible from doing the avodah. Now, as far as other tumas like tumas sheretz, if someone touches the sheretz, that's a complicated sugyo in zvachim daf chav beis. Do we say that type of tuma also has a heter b'tzibur? But al kaponim, what's nageh er sugya is that tumas meis has a heter b'tzibur, whereas Tumah HaYotze MiGufay, like a Nida or Boil Nida, has no Heter B'Tzibur. Now another thing we have to be makdim is that when we speak about a Korban Tzibur, the Mishnah and Tmura Daf Yud Dalid, as well as the Sugya later on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, discusses that the truth is it's not really dependent on whether the Korban is a Korban Tzibur or a Korban Yochid. The deciding factor whether it should be brought b'tumah is actually if it's a korban shekavu loizman or ain kavu loizman. If it's a korban that has to be brought at a specific time, or if it's a korban that can be brought at any time. That's the maskana of the sugya. And even though we always say korban yachid and korban tzibur, that's because a korban yachid b'derech klal is a korban she'ain kavu loizman. He doesn't have to bring it at a specific time. Whereas a korban tzibur, most korbanos tzibur have to be brought at a specific time, and therefore they are brought even b'tumah. The Mishnah says as well as the Gabi Dechiyah B'Shabbos, whether it could be brought B'Shabbos, also the Kaivea is whether it's Kavu Eloizman or Ain't Kavu Eloizman. Now we will see later on in Zayin Amid Aleph, Tosfos here on Vav Amid Beis brings it down as well, that even though both a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, Shekavu Eloizman, is brought B'Tumah, there still is a difference between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur. That according to the Manda Omar, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the Gemara says, that's only by a real Korban Tzibur. By a korban yochid shekavu leizman, even though it's brought b'tumah, there the geder is a geder of dechuya, not a geder of hutra. We'll see more later on about that in the sugya. Now, another important point to mention before we start the sugya is that usually when we speak about tumah b'tzibur, we're talking about when the kaihanim are tmeim, like we see in the bottom of Vav Amid Beis, the machlokes Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes, whether tumah is hutra or dechuya. They speak about if the kaihanim are tamei, whether we have to try to find a different kain who's tahar. What about if the bailim are tamei? So b'derech klal, most karbonais, it does not make a difference if the bailim is tamei. The bailim does not have to come inside the azara. It's not necessary for the bailim to do anything to the karbon which requires him to be tahar. All we need is that the kaihanim should be tahar. The exception to this is a karbon pesach. Like we see from the psukim, the Torah was matter to bring a korban pesach b'tumah when klal yisrael are tameh. In other words, there's an issue of bringing a korban b'tumah when the bailim are tameh, not only when the kayanim are tameh. And why is it that by a korban pesach it's necessary for the bailim to be tahar and we have to come on to a special heter b'tzibur if they're tameh? So there are two possible reasons. The first reason is that by a korban pesach, it's necessary for everyone to come into the azara b'shas the hakrova of the korban. Other korbanis, the bailam, do not have to come, whereas a korban pesach, the bailam is supposed to come into the azara b'shas the hakrova. And since one cannot come into the azara if he's tamei, so we have to come onto a heter b'tzibur to allow the bailam to come in b'tumah. So when the pasuk is being matter for the tibur to bring a korban pesach b'tumah, included in this heter is that one can come inside the azara, even though that's in general an isur kares. Here he's allowed to come in order to be makir of the korban. Additionally, there's also an issue that a korban pesach has to be nechal. The achila is ma'akev, and therefore, if one is tameh, he would not be able to eat from the korban pesach. And that's why it's necessary to have a heter b'tzibur so that Klal Yisrael can eat from the Korban Pesach even though they're tamei. But al kaponim, as we said, b'derech klal there's no problem if the bailim are tamei, and therefore you do not have to come on to the heter of tumah hutra b'tzibur if the bailim are tamei. So for example, there's a Korban tzibur which has to be brought, and roiv of Klal Yisrael are tamei, for that we would not need tumah hutra b'tzibur. As long as the kaihanim are tahar, that's all we're concerned about. Now there is a Rambam which is mashma not like this. The Rambam in Perek Daled Hilchos Bias Migdash Halacha Gid Beis is mashma that even when Reiv Klal Yisrael are tamei, there would be a problem to be makir of a korban tzibur, and you have to come on to tumah hutra b'tzibur. Now the Gvura Sari in Eretz Sugya is meirich about this Rambam because the Pashtus is not like that. The Pashtus is you only have to come on to tumah hutra or dechuya when the kohanim are tamei, or by korban pesach if the bailim are tamei. But by other karbonis, there's no problem, there's no reason why the bailim have to be tar b'chlal. Now another point we should mention, we said earlier that a korban pesach, when it's brought b'tumah, there's also a heter to eat the basar. By other karbonis, the din is not like that. The Mishnah in Pesachim Ayin Vav Amid Beis says that when we bring a korban tzibur b'tumah, so even though there's a heter to be makrivit, that's only a heter in order to get the kapara of the korban. But to eat the basar of the korban, for that there's no heter. This will be negeh later on in the sugya on Dav Zayin. So we spoke about the din of tumah b'tzibur, if the kaihanim are tamei, and we spoke about if the bailim are tamei. If the carbon itself becomes tamei, that we'll see later on in Daf Zayin when it's necessary to come on to a heter of tamei hotra b'tzibur. Now we'll begin the sugya of Ezra Hashem. The Gemara asks the kasha, "Va'ad shata mafishay mitumas beisoy hafishu mitumas meis." Why is it not necessary also to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol? Like Rashi explains that no one should come into the room of the Kohen Gadol. We should be choshes someone will die, and the Kohen Gadol will become tamei tumas meis. On that, the Gemara says, "Zoisei meres tumas meis hutra hi betzibur." That if you hold tumas meis is hutra betzibur, we understand that we're not going to make this din prisha to be choshesh for tumas meis, because even if the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei, he'll still be able to do that avoda with the din of tumah hutra betzibur. However, if tumah dechui betzibur, the Gemara holds that we should require this din prisha to be choshesh for tumas meis. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean that if tumah hutra betzibur, there's no concern over here? The Tosfos HaRosh has two mahalchim in the Gemara. The first part of the Tosfos HaRosh says that if l'maisa the Kohen Gadol is going to become tamei, we will not allow the Kohen Gadol to do the aveda. Rather, the Kohen Gadol she'eskinu tachtov, he will come in and he will do the aveda on Yom Kippur. So, what does the Gemara mean to say that if tumah hutra betzibur, we do not make this gzeira? And he explains that we do not do the maila of prisha for tumas meis, because anyways, tumas meis is hutra betzibur. Now this pshat of the Rosh needs explanation, and we'll get back to it soon, but I'll upon him in the first mahalach of the Rosh, he holds, whether you say tumah hutra or dechuya, either way the Kohen Gadol himself will not do the avodah, the skan will do the avodah. And then the Rosh continues, he says, "Velinere," that if the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei tumas meis, if you hold tumah hutra betzibur, we will allow the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah, even though he's tamei. And he explains, even though according to the first Lashon in the Gemara later on, the Gemara says that even if you hold tumah hutra betzibur, but if there are kohanim tahirim in the same base av, then we do not let the kohanim who are tamei do the avodah, rather we bring the kohanim who are tahirim to do the avodah. Still the Rosh says, but here as far as the avodah of Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol is the one who's supposed to be doing the avodah, we do not look for another option, we do not bring someone else to do the avodah. He says that would be equivalent to bringing another kohen from a different base av, that we don't do according to the Manda Omar Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Now the second mahalach of the Tosfos HaRosh is very understandable. This is the way the Chazon Ish learns as a Dover Poshet, he doesn't bring another tzad. That the Gemara means to say that if you hold tumah hutra betzibur, the Kohen Gadol will do the avodah if he becomes tamei tumas meis. However, if you hold tumah dechuya betzibur, we'll have to bring someone else to do the avodah. And therefore, the Gemara asks, the same way we make a din prisha, the Kohen Gadol is purished from his wife, because if it turns out that he's bayil nida, we'll have to use a different Kohen Gadol. So the same din should be that we should make a din prisha to be choshesh for tumas meis, so that we do not have to end up using another Kohen Gadol. But if you hold tumah hutra, then the maisa this Kohen Gadol will do the avodah either way, even if he's tamei, and therefore there's no reason to make a din prisha. So that's the second mahalach of the Rosh. However, the first mahalach of the Rosh seems to be difficult. He says that whether you hold tumah hutra hibetzibur or tumah dechuya hibetzibur, the maisa if the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei tumas meis, then a different kohen is going to serve as the Kohen Gadol. And if so, what does the Gemara mean to say that we understand why you don't have to do prisha if tumah hutra? We don't understand why you don't need prisha of tumah dechuya. But either way, whether tumah hutra or tumah dechuya, if he becomes tamei, we're going to use another kain, and the chatchila we don't want that. So the same way we make a din prisha because we're chayshish for bayil nida, and then we'll have to use another kain instead of the kain gadol, we should also make a din prisha that we shouldn't end up having to use another kain gadol because of tumas meis. What's the difference if tumah hutra or dechuya? Either way, we have the same chash that we're going to end up having to use an alternate Kohen Gadol. So it would seem that you have to say that according to the first Mahalach of the Rosh, the only time we would require Prisha is if we want to make sure that this Kohen Gadol is able to do the Aveda Behechsher in the way of Lechatchila. And therefore, if Tumah Hutra, so Lemaisa either way, even if the Kohen Gadol does become Tamei, he's ready to do the Aveda Be'ofen Lechatchila, with a Din Hutra. Now, even though Einach Enami, we might not use this Kohen Gadol, but for that, we do not make a din prisha to ensure that this Kohen Gadol himself will do the Avodah and not someone else. As long as this Kohen Gadol is ready either way to do the Avodah lechatchila, we would not be mechadish and added chumra that he should be machmir to be parish and be choshesh for tumas meis. Whereas if you hold tumah dechuya hibetzibur, If the Kohen Gadol would become Tameh, he would not be ready to do the Avodah L'chatchila. It would only be B'geder D'chuya. That would be a reason to require Prisha, so that he should be able to do the Avodah in the Eifin of L'chatchila. Perhaps we can add more that the Gemara means to say that we have to entertain the possibility that maybe we will not find another Kohen Gadol who's ready to do the Avodah, and will end up having to use this Kohen Gadol. And therefore we should require Prisha to ensure that this Kohen Gadol is ready to do the Avodah Ba'ifin L'chatchila. Whereas if you hold Tumah Hudra, either way he's ready to do the Avodah L'chatchila, even if he would become Tamei. But Al Kopanim, the main point we're saying is that we see from the first Pshat of the Tosis HaRosh that we would not do Prisha to ensure that this Kohen Gadol would do the Avodah as opposed to another Kohen Gadol. Because even according to the Mandamar Tumah Hudra B'tzibur, the Rosh is saying that if the Kohen Gadol will become Tamei Tumas Meis, someone else will do the Avodah. We would do it in Prisha to make sure that if this Kohen Gadol would theoretically do the Avodah, then his Avodah would be an Avodah which is kosher even the Chatchila, and therefore the Gemara held, according to the Man Omar Tumah Hudra, either way his Avodah would be kosher the Chatchila, and therefore there's no necessity for doing Prisha. Mashenkin, if you hold Tumah Dechuya, then it would be necessary to do a Prisha to ensure that the Kohen Gadol's theoretical Avodah is done even the Chatchila in a way which is not only Dochui. Now there's a third Mahalach in the Sugya. The Netziv in the Merei Meisadeh, he learns that whether you hold Tumah Hudra B'tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, if L'maisa the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei Tumas Meis, we will not bring an alternative Kohen Gadol. Rather, the Kohen Gadol himself must do the Avodah. Since this Kohen Gadol is the one that had Prisha for 7 days before, and he's the Kohen Gadol who had Riboy Shiva or Meshicha Shiva, like we saw in Daf Hei, the Avodah is Dafka supposed to be done with this Kohen Gadol, it's considered that we do not have an alternative, and therefore even if you hold Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, we'll use this Kohen Gadol. Only if the Kohen Gadol is Mamish Pasul, like the Gemara says, by a Bayal Nida, then we have no other option, and we'll have to use a different Kohen Gadol. But as long as this Kohen Gadol is kosher, that we will not look for another Kohen Gadol, even according to the Man Omar Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. And according to this, the Gemara means to be Taila the question whether to do Prisha or not in the Machlokes Tumah Hudra or Dechuya, because even though the Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah either way, but if you hold Tumah Hudra B'tzibur, the Avodah is done Ba'ifin of L'chatchila, therefore there's no necessity to do Prisha. We don't have to go out of our way to make sure that he's Tar. Where if you hold Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, he's going to end up doing the Avodah Ba'ifin of Dechuya, therefore we should do as much as we can to make sure that we do not commonly day Tumah, and he should be able to do the Avodah B'tahira. So Al Kopanim, we have three Mahalchim in the Sugya. The first sheet of the Tosis HaRosh held that whether Tumah Hudra or Tumah Dechuya, either way the scan will do the Avodah, not the Kohen Gadol. But still the Gemara held that if you hold Tumah Dechuya, we should do Prisha on the Kohen Gadol just in case he may do the Avodah, it will be done in the Eifin of L'chatchila, where if you hold Tumah Hudra, either way his Avodah will be done L'chatchila. The second Mahalach of the Tosis HaRosh, the Chaznish went with this Mahalach, is to say that if you hold Tumah Hudra, the Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah, and if you hold Tumah Dechuya, someone else will do the Avodah, and therefore we should want to do Prisha to make sure that the original Kohen Gadol, he's the one who does the Avodah and not the Skan. And the third Mahalach, the Netziv, is that either way, even if Tumah Dechuya, still the Kohen Gadol will end up doing the Avodah even if he's Tumah Tumas Meis. But since it's only Dechuya, so we should do what we can to make sure that the Avodah is actually done B'Tayra and not B'Tumah. Now there's another point that we should discuss over here. The Gemara says, Zoysei Meres, Tumas Ameis, Hutra Hi B'Tzibur. Now which Karbonis exactly are we talking about? Which Karbonis are we calling them Karbonis Tzibur, that they should have the din of Hutra B'Tzibur? So Rashi Dibar Maschel Hutra Hi B'Tzibur. Rashi says, B'Yoyim HaKippurim Kuloi Karbon Tzibur, Va'af Karbon Shaloi Doich Es HaTumah, Sharei Zmanei Kavua, V'Karbonai Toloi Boi. Most Gersois, including the way the Ritva quotes Rashi, the last few words of Rashi are V'karbon Tzibur Toloi Boi. Now what was Rashi bothered by? Rashi was bothered by Ein Echanami, the Soyer that we bring on Yom Kippur, and the El Ha'am, those are Karbonis Tzibur, and they are Begeder Hutra, and therefore we're not concerned. But what about the Par and the Isle of the Kohen Gadol? Those are Karbonis Yochid. The Par is really a Sugya later on in Daf Nun. The Gemara has a tzad to say maybe it is called a Karbon Tzibur because the other Kohenim are niskaper with it. However, the Maskana that the Gemara says, the Par is called a Karbon Yochid, and the Isle is surely a Karbon Yochid. So for these two Karbonis, which are Karbon Yochid, why don't we require Prisha? On these we don't say Tuma Hutra Hibitzibur. On that, Rashi says that even Karban Shaloi is Doicha Esatomo Sharei Zmanei Kavua, and Rashi finishes off with Karban Tzibur Toloi Boi. What Rashi means to say is that Ein Echanami that Doicha Tomo, because like we mentioned before, even a Karban Yochin, which is Kavua Lo Zman, is also Doicha Tomo. However, Rashi was still bothered by that the Gemara in Zayin Amun Aleph is Mevur, that even if you hold Tomo Hutra B'Tzibur, however, a Karban Yochin, she Kavua Lo Zman, which is Doicha Tomo, on that we don't say Tomo Hutra B'Tzibur. That is Begeder Dochoy. The Gemara says that Mefurish L'Gabi the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. And the same should hold true by the Par. That also is a Karban Yochid Shekavu L'Izman. It should be Begeder Dochoy and not Hutra. On that Rashi answers, no, Karban Tzibur Tovli Boy, that would be considered a Karban Tzibur because the other Karbanis of Klal Yisrael are Tovli in this Par. In other words, you can't be Makir of the Sawyer unless you're also Makir of the Par. So the power also gets the maila of a carbon tzibur. Now the Ritva brings b'shem the Bali HaToysis to explain Rashi. The Rashi means that Ein Echanami the ayil that the Gemara says later on in Daf Zayin that it had the status of a carbon yochid and it was begeder dechuya. However, the power, since the power is needed to be machshir the soyer, the power gets the din of a carbon tzibur. So we understand why the Kohen Gadol did not need prisha in order to be makir of the power. The power is begeder hutra just like the soyer. And what about the ayil? Why is the hakrova of the ayil not a reason to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol? That's a gedder of the chuya. On that, the Ritva answers that for just the ayil alone, that would not be a reason to be mechayev prisha. Pashas he means because that's not coming to be mechaper for the chatoim. Only for the soyer or the par, which are the ikar karbana, is coming to be mechaper for the chatoim on Yom Kippur. For that, we would be mechayev prisha. But since Tomo Hutra B'Tzibur, both the Sire and the Par have a Gedra of Hutra, so therefore we are not Mechayev Prisha. So B'Kitzer, Ein Echanami the Isle is a Karban Yochid, that is B'Gedra of the Chuyah, but for that we would not be Mechayev Prisha. What Rashi was speaking about the Par would be a reason to be Mechayev Prisha. On that Rashi says, since the Karban Tzibur, the Sire, is Tali in the Par, therefore the Par also gets a Gedra of Hutra. The Shar HaMelech, in Perek Dalet Hilchas Bias Mikdash quotes a Toisis Yishonim that says the same thing. The par gets a din of Hutra, Masha Enkein, the ayil is not Hutra, however the ayil is not, would not be enough of a reason to be Mechayev Prisha. Now the Chaznish quotes this Ritva, and based on the way the Chaznish explained before, he understands the Ritva as well, that the ayil is not enough of a reason to be Mechayev Prisha. He understands that means that Ein Echanami, if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, Lagabi the ayil it's a gedder of Dechuya. And since it's a gedder of Dechuya, we would have a different Kayin serve as the Kayin Gadol and be Makar of the Ayil. So the Par and the Sire, which are considered a Karban Tzibur, Mamish, they have a gedder of Hudra. The Ayil, which is a Karban Yochid, which is Kavul Izman, they have a gedder of Dechuya. And like the Chaznish explained, the Gemara meant to be Taylor and the Machlekes Tumah Hudra and Dechuya. If you hold Tumah Hudra, then we'll use the Kayin Gadol, we won't find a replacement. But if you hold Tumah Dechuya, we'll find a replacement Kayin Gadol. And the reason to be Mechayev Prisha is in order that we should be able to use the original Kohen Gadol, which is more Lechatchila. And therefore the Ritva is answering, Lagabi the Par and the Sayer, we could use the original Kohen Gadol. Lagabi the Ayil, Ein Echanami will have to use a different Kohen Gadol, but that does not bother us enough to be Mechayev Prisha. Al-Kaponim, it comes out according to the Chazanish, an interesting Chiddush, that if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei Tumas Meis, then we'll use the original Kohen Gadol to bring the Par and the Sayer, and we'll use the second Kohen Gadol to be Makir of the Ayil, and it comes out that the Karbonis of Yom Kippurim are divided between two Kohanim Gedolim. So this is the Pshat and the Ritva according to the Chazanish. Now if you learn like one of the other Tzadim we said before, like the first Tzad in the Tosis Arosh, that either way we're not going to use the Kohen Gadol, however, the Nidin of Hutra or Dechuya is if theoretically we would have to use the Kohen Gadol, would it be Begeder Hutra or Dechuya? So you could say the same Ahalach, that Lagabi the Par and the Sair, it would be Begeder Hutra, and therefore we would not need Prisha. Lagabi the Ayil, Ein Echanami, would be Begeder Dechuya, however, that would not be enough of a reason to be Mechayev Prisha. And according to the Netziv as well, the Netziv learned that either way, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya, we're going to use the original Kohen Gadol, and the question just is, will the Avodah be done in the Oifen of Hutra, which is Lechatchila, or will it be done in the Oifen of Dechuya, which is B'diyeved? So here as well, the Tosis would mean that the Par and the Sair, when the Kohen Gadol does it, it's Begeder Hutra. The Ayil, even though the Kohen Gadol himself does it, and Ein Echanami is Begeder Dechuya, that doesn't bother us enough to be Mechayev Prisha. Al-Kaponim, this is all one Mahalach to explain the Sigya. What does the Gemara mean that Tumah Hutra, L'chair, that's only Legabe, the Karbonis Tibur, What about the par and the ayil of the Kohen Gadol? So this teretz is going that the par is really considered a carbon tzibur and it would be hutra. The ayil, enech hanami, is considered dechuya, like the Gemara says in Dav Zayin, but that would not be enough of a reason to be mechayev prisha. Now the Sha'ar Melech that we mentioned before, he quotes the Tosis later on Daf Nun Omer Aleph. That's where the Gemara discusses if the par yom kippurim is considered a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid. And Tosis over there says, what would be the nafkamina? Tosis says, even though enech hanami, either way, it would be brought betuma, because even a carbon yachid shekavu lezman is brought betuma. But there'll be an afkamina, according to the man of Omar, that b'derech klal tumah hutra b'tzibur, then that's only a carbon tzibur, like the Gemara's mevur. But a carbon yachad shekavu leizman would be begeder d'chuya. So there'll be an afkamina, the par kain gadol, would you have to be mahader as much as possible to try to bring it b'tayra, or can you bring it even l'chadchila b'tumah? If it would be considered a carbon tzibur, then it would be brought l'chadchila b'tumah, it would be begeder hutra. If it's a carbon yachad shekavu leizman, then it would be begeder d'chuya. Al Kaparim, the Sha'ar Melech says, you see from this Tosfos clearly that Tosfos holds that the par Yom HaKippurim was begeder d'chuya. Since the Gemara comes out with maskana that it's a carbon yachid, so it's begeder d'chuya. And if so, the kasher remains in Eretz Sugya. What's the pshat? Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol need prisha? Even if you hold Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, that only helps for the sire, but for the par, it's begeder d'chuya. Tosfos over there does not hold of the teretz that the Ritva brings b'shem the Baal Yat Tosfos, that the par also gets a din of Tumah Hutra because the sire and the par are tully in each other. And if so, the kasha remains. This is the Sha'ar Melech's kasha. The Gvur Sari also asks this kasha. He doesn't quote the Tosfos on Daf Nun, but he assumes that the par will be begeder d'chuya and not Hutra, and he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Tmura Daf Yudalid, which we mentioned before. The Gemara later on in Daf Nun brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings a raya that being Deiche, Shabbos, and Tumah is not totally in Karban Yochid or Karban Sibur, rather if it's Kavua's man. And one of the rayas is from the Par Yom HaKippurim, which the Gemara says is brought on Shabbos and Tumah, even though it's a Karban Yochid. Now if we'll be Mechadish, that since the Soyer and the Par are totally Zebizeh, the Par also gets the Maila of a Karban Sibur and it's Begeder Hutra, what's the raya from the Par? The Par is Deiche, Shabbos, and Tumah because it's like a Karban Sibur. Al Kaparim, the Gvur Sari assumes that the par is begeder d'chuya, and therefore he asks this kasha, why are we not being mechayev the Kohen Gadol Prisha for the akrova of the par? So the Gvur Sari wants to say a different teretz, based on Tosfos later on in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos Dibar Maschol Kivan D'Yochid Hu, Tosfos is mechadish that even though the Gemara says that the ayil l'kuliyam is begeder d'chuya, since it's a carbon yochid, in other words, the carbon yochid shekavu leizman l'kuli alma is d'chuya and not hutra, Tosfos says that's only a din d'rabbanan. Midrei Reisa, if you hold Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, both by a carbon tzibur and by a carbon yochid shekavu leizman, it's begeder hutra. He says since it's both learned out of the same drasha, which tells us that it's brought b'tumah, we cannot be mechalik and say that one is begeder hutra and one is begeder d'chuya. It's only a din d'rabbanan that a carbon yochid shekavu leizman, we should give it a din of d'chuya and not a din of hutra. And if so, he answers the kasha, the reason we are not mechayev prisha, mikoyach the hakrova of the par, that's the pshat is because midereisa, even if the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei tumas meis, he can be makriv the par with a gedra of hutra. Only midarabonon is a gedra of dechuya. For that din darabonon, we don't go so far to be mechayev the Kohen Gadol prisha. The mashmois of the Gvur Sari is that he learns the Gemara that the tliya in hutra or dechuya is not the pshat whether we're going to use the Kohen Gadol or not. Either way, the Kohen Gadol will be makriv the karbonis. The shaila just is it going to be a karakrova of hutra, which is l'chatchila, or a krova of bidiyevet of dechuya? And that the Gvur Sari says, the gabi that krova is apart, since midai reisa, it's a hakrova of hutra, only midai abonon they gave it a din of dechuya, that would not be enough of a reason to be mechayev prisha. However, the Gvur Sari asks, that the truth is, this Tosfos on Daf Zayin seems to contradict Tosfos earlier, Daf Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Krieger asks this kasha as well. Tosfos over here, Dibar Maschel, Omer Rav Tachlifa, he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Gimel. Rav over there seems to say that Tumah is begeder d'chuya b'tzibur. And Tosfos asks Astira, Rav in Ersugyo says Tumah is hutra b'tzibur. The case that Rav is talking about over there in Zvachim is if Rav Tzibur are Tomei Mesim, they want to be makriv the Karban Pesach, but they're Tomei Meis. The din is that if Rav Tzibur are Tomei Meis, they could be makriv b'tumah. And then they became Zovin. Tumah Zov, as we mentioned before, has no din that it's Hutra b'tzibur. And the Gemara says, perhaps we should say, Hoyel v'ishtari, ishtari. once we already matter their tumah, we allow them to be makar of the Karban Pesach with tumah despite their tumas meis, so then also they should have a heter to the tumas zov, even though b'derech klal tumas zov has no heter. And Rav over there says, since tumah betzibur is begeder dechuya, so once one tumah is nidche, then the svara is that another tumah could also be nidche. Rav understands that if it would have been begeder hutra, so only tumas meis is hutra, and there would be no svara to additionally be matter another tumah. But if it's begeder dechuya, then it's a svar to say that we're matche another tumah as well. So Tosis asks, we see that Rava holds tumah dechuya. And Arsugil Rava says, tumah is hutra b'tzibur. So Tosis answers that a carbon pesach, since it's not mamish a carbon tzibur, Klai Yisrael do not all bring one carbon pesach together. However, we call it a carbon tzibur because it's osi b'knufya. Tosis says that since it's not mamash a carbon tzibur, even if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, here we'll have a gather of dechuya, similar to the Gemara says on Zayin Amud Aleph, Lagabi the Eloi Shel Aaron, it had a din of a dechuya because it was a carbon yachad shekavu leizman. Only a carbon tzibur mamish has a gather of hutra. Now Rabbi Kveger and the Gvura Sari say from this Tosis it's muchach that this is a din d'iraisa. That which we say that it's together dechuya and not hutra, not like Tosis says on later on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that it's a din d'arbanon, rather it's a din d'iraisa, because Rava uses this svara that it's dechuya and not hutra to explain why if the tzibur were tamei meis and then afterwards they became tamei zov, they could bring the carbon pesach betuma, because since it's dechuya, so we're matcha a second tuma as well. If midai reisa it's begeder hutra, here would come out a chumra that we would not allow them to be makriv if they're also tumazov. From the fact that Rava was matir to be makriv even with a tumazov, he gave a kula, it's muchach that it's dechuya midai reisa. And Rava holds, once one tumah is dechuya, another tumah is dechuya as well. This is the stira that the achronim ask in Tosfos. And Akoponim, the Gvursari asks that if you assume like the Tosfos on Vav Amid Beis, that this din is a din d'iraisa, that which carbon yachad shekavul is man, is begeder dechuya not hutra, that's midiraisa. If so, the kasha remains that the parakoyin gadol, which is a carbon yachid, will have a din dechuya midiraisa. Why is it that we don't require prisha from the kohen gadol for that krovas apar, which is begeder dechuya? We no longer have the teretz of the Gvura Sari that it's only midirabanan. So the truth is, Rabbi Kveger already alludes to this kasha. Rabbi Kveger on this Tosfos Vav Amud Beis asks, according to the Mashmois of Tosfos, that a carbon yachad shekavua leizman is only dochoy, that's a din d'iraisa, so what is the pshat? Why don't we mechayev prisha for the kohen gadol for that krov of the par in the aisle? That's a carbon yachid, and it's begeder dochoy. Why does the Gemara say that according to the Manda Omar Tumah Hutra, there's no kasha that we should be mechayev prisha? What about the par in the aisle? So Rabbi Kveger says the teretz. The stipler in Kehilas Yaakov Simen Aleph has a arichos on the sugya, and he says this teretz as well. And Rabbi Kveger quotes a Tosfos earlier on in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos says something which kaparas kol Yisrael toli bizeh is more chomer. And he says that Tosfos as well will learn over here that the whole shaila that we should be mafish to kohen gadol and be choshish for tumas meis is only something which the kaparas kol Yisrael is toloi. In other words, only the Sayer, which is mechaper for the whole Klal Yisrael, on that the Gemara was concerned that we should be mafresh the Kohen Gadol. But for the Par, which is only mechaper for the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohenim, on that we're not as much machmir. And the Stipler's Marechi explains that even though the Akrova of the Sayer is dependent on the Akrova of the Par, however, if Lameisa, the Akrova of the Par will be kosher, even if the Kohen Gadol is Tomei. And even though that Akrova is begeder dechuya, it's a Akrova of Bidiyeved, but al koponim it's a kosher akrova, then the akrova of the soyer will be kosher even l'chatchila. The akrova of the soyer has a tnai, it's conditional on the akrova of the par. Once the par has a akrova, even if it's a akrova of b'diyeved, this tnai was met, then the akrova of the soyer is kosher, and it's kosher even l'chatchila. So therefore, since the kohen gadol, if he's tamei, his akrova of the soyer is a akrova begeder hutra, we don't need prisha, even though the hakrova of the par will be begeder dechuya. That's not enough of a reason to be mechayev prisha. The ma'isa, the hakrova of the soyer, is a hakrova which is kosher even lechatchila. The mashmois of Rabbi Kveger, as well as the stipler, is that they're assuming that either way the kohen gadol is going to be makir of these karbonos, even if he's tamei tumas meis. And what the Gemara meant to say when we were titling tumah hutra or dechuya is that if it's tumah hutra, it's a kosher lechatchila, we would not be mechayev prisha. If tumah dechuya, the kohen gadol will be makriv a krova, which is only begeder dochi, On that we should have been mechayev a prisha. And therefore they say, once the hakrova of the soyer is begeder hutra, we won't be mechayev prisha, even though the hakrova of the par is begeder dechuya. Now one final mahalach we'll say on the sugya to answer this kasha, what happened to the par va'ayil of the kohen gadol l'chayr, that's a korban yachid. The Meiri was bothered by this kasha, and he says, Hoyel v'karbonis hayoyim pluyo ba dinam k'karbonis hayoyim. He's talking clearly both about the par and the ayil, and he says, since the karbonis atzibor are totally in the par and the ayil of the kohen gadol, so it also gets a din of a karbon tzibor and it has a gather of hutra and not the chuyo. And once we see this pshat in the Meiri, Rashi very possibly meant to say this as well. Rashi says that the korban tzibor toloi bo, Rashi can mean both the par and the ayil, are needed in order to be makir of the karbanis ha-tzibor. The par is needed to be makir of the soyer of the tzibor, and the ayil of the kohen gadol is needed to be makir of the ayil of the om. And therefore both of them get the din of hutra and not the chuyo. The obvious question is, the Gemara later on in Daf Zayin Omer Aleph says clearly that the ayil of the kohen gadol had a din of the chuyo and not hutra. So in the Sefer Shmuis Chaim, he explains how this Gemara is not a kasha on the Meiri. Because the Gemara later on in Daf Zayin, we'll see, is referring to the mincha that comes together with the ayil. The Gemara is not really talking about the ayil itself, it's the mincha nesachim that comes with the ayil. And the Gemara says that has a gather of dechuyah because it's a karbon yachid. And the Shmuis Chaim explains that the svar of the Meiri, that the ayil is considered like a karbon tzibor because it's ma'akiv, the ayil of the om, that's only legabi the akrova of the ayil itself. But as far as the nesachim that come together with the ayil, that's not ma'akiv any karbon tzibor. It's not ma'akiv the nesachim of the tzibor. And therefore there's no svara that it should be considered a karbon tzibor. So there the Gemara says it's begeder dechuyo and not hutra. So to summarize, we have four mahalchim in the sugyo. Why does the Gemara not concerned about the par and the ayil of the kohen gadol, which is l'chayra a karbon yachid? The first mahalach was the ritva b'shem Taisfis, which perhaps is pshat in Rashi. The lagabi the ayil, which is not coming to be mechaper, that would not be mechayev prisho. And the gabi the par, that gets a din of a karbon tzibor, because it's ma'akev, the akrova of the soyer. According to Taisfis on Daf Nun, which is the way the Gvura Sari learns, that the par kohen gadol is begeder dochoy because it's a karbon yochid, he doesn't hold of this svara that it's like a karbon tzibor because the soyer is tolling in the par. So the Gvura Sari answers why are we not mechayev prisho for the akrova of the par. So he says, based on the Taisis on Zayin Amud Aleph, that a karbon yochid shekavu leizman, which the Gemara says is dochoy, that's only a din derabanon, but the Raisa, that's also begeder hutra, and therefore this din derabanon would not be enough to be mechayev the kohen gadol to be pirish. The third mahalach was to say that even if you go like Taisis on Vav Amud Beis, which is mashma, that a karbon yochid shekavu leizman is dochoy, that's midairaisa. So Rabbi Kveger says we could say a different teretz, that the Gemara only means to be mechayev prisha for that krova of the soyer, which is mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. Hashenkin, that krova of the par, even if it will be begeder dochoy, that won't be enough of a reason to be mechayev prisha. And like they explained, that even if the hakrova of the par is dochoy, nevertheless the hakrova of the soyer will be hakrova of lechatchila. And the fourth mahalach was like the Meiri, that both the par and the ayil have a svara that they're considered hutra and not the chuyah, they're like a carbon tzibor because the carbonis hatzibor are tali in them. And even though the Gemara in Daf Zayin calls the Eilu Shal Arayin a carbon yachid and it's dochuy, that we explained is only legabi the minchas nesachim of the ayil. There you don't have the svara that the carbonis tzibor are tali in them. Now one last point on the sugyo, we have a machlokes from Nachman and Rav Sheshis about tumah hutra or dechuyah, and there are two lashonis in the Gemara. According to the first lashon of the Gemara, if there are both tmeim and tahirim in the same base av, then the kuli alma, even Reb Nachman who holds hutra, you have to bring kahanim tahirim to be makri of the carbon. Machlokes only is if there are no kahanim tahirim in that base av, do you have to bring kahanim tahirim from a different base av? The second lashon of the Gemara, Reb Nachman who holds hutra, even if there are tahirim in that same base av, you don't have to try to bring tahirim, you could let the kahanim tmeim be makri of the carbon. Now the Gvura Sari over here says that which the first Lashon holds B'das Reb Nachman, that if there are Tahirim in the same base Av, then Dafka the Tahirim have to bring it, that's only a din midarabanan. Midaraisa, there's no svar to be mechalik. Once we say that Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, so even if there are Kainim Tahirim in the same base Av, there's no reason to Dafka bring the Tahirim, you could do the Akrava with Tumayim. It's only a din derabanan who are machmer that you should try to be makrif tahirim if there are tahirim in the same base av. Now we mentioned before that Tosis Harosh discusses if you hold tumah hutcher betzibor and the kohen gadol becomes tamei tumas meis, will the kohen gadol do the avodah or will we bring the scan to do the avodah instead of the kohen gadol? The first tzad of the Tosis Harosh was that even if tumah hutra lemaisa the avodah will be done by the scan and not by the kohen gadol. The second tzad he said is that the kohen gadol will do the avodah, and he says even if you hold like the first lashon of the Gemara that if there are other kohanim tahirim in the same base av then you do the avodah b'tahirim, nevertheless by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur we want dafka the kohen gadol to do the avodah l'chatchila. There we won't bring a different kohen to become the kohen gadol. He says that won't be any worse than bringing someone else from a different base av. Now what does the Tosis Harosh hold? And we bring a raya, whether it's a din d'iraisa or a din d'arbanan. The chayyur, the first mahalach of the Tosis Harosh, he understood that we would bring another kohen gadol. Pashas that fits according to the first lashon of the Gemara, that if you hold tumah hutra, still if there's a different kohen tar in the same base av, the kohen tar will have to do the avodah. And the Tosis Harosh holds that's comparable to bringing another kohen to do the avodah siyum hakipurim instead of the kohen gadol. Now the chayyur, if that's only a din d'arbanan, it would seem that here on Yom Kippur, we surely would not bring another Kayin to take the place of the Kayin Gadol. Firstly, only this Kayin Gadol had Prisha Shivas Yomim, which is a Din Dai Raisa, or at least an Esmachta. And additionally, only this Kayin Gadol had Prisha Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. Like we saw earlier on Daf Heyam Aleph, there's a Din L'Chatchila that the Kayin Gadol, before he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he needs Prisha Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. Now if you assume like the Gvur Sari, that the din to bring a different kohen in the same base av is only a din d'arbanon, and that the Tosis Harosh is comparing to bringing the scan to do the avodah of the kohen gadol, l'chayre, how could that din d'arbanon be madche the din l'chatchila to use the original kohen gadol who had prisha shiva and had ribui and meshicha? So the mashmais of the Tosis Harosh l'chayre is that it's a din d'iraisa. In d'iraisa, if there's another kohen tar in the same base av, then you cannot do with kohanim t'meim. And the Tosis Harosh in the first Mahalach understands that bringing the scan to do the avodah instead of the kohen gadol, that's the same as bringing another kohen from the same base av. In the second Mahalach, he argues and he says, even if you hold that you have to bring another kohen from the same base av, but here on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is dafka with the original kohen gadol, pashas he means because of these milis of prisha shiva, and that he had ribui and meshicha, there the deal will be that you don't bring another kohen. Just like you don't go so far to take another kohen from a different base av, also you don't bring the scan to take over for the kohen gadol.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.